Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. In those moments where we're just reflecting on our life a little bit, you probably don't think of your life as a rubber band, but I do. I know it's weird, but I don't know this. I don't even know where I came up with this, but it kind of works for me, so I thought I would share it. It's a rubber band with God on one end and myself on the other. And whenever I find myself distracted, which is a lot, and just wandering through life in the wrong direction or getting pulled away by all the unexpected things that come up in our week, I know that that rubber band might be stretched to its limit. For example, I experienced this kind of thing when I started working years ago as a children's ministry director at one of my old churches. And it was so crazy. Almost immediately after taking that job, getting hired for that job, my kids got really sick. My husband's work schedule was totally nutty. I remember one of the roads that I had to take on my way to get to the church was closed. So I always had to take this detour for a while they were doing this work, which just so happened to happen as I just started this commute. Our dryer broke down. Coincidence? Perhaps it could be. It could all be coincidence. But this is not uncommon, especially for believers that are following Christ, because it feels like those darts are just getting unleashed on us all at once in an effort to distract us or keep us from God, pulling us in a million directions. So I picture that rubber band when I'm in those situations and I'm getting all these things coming at me, that my rubber band is kind of stretched out and that every time I'm pulled away, just to let go. Let it slingshot me back to God. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely, and now let's go live Insight Out.